People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. I'm at Monson Brothers in Columbus, Mississippi. This is a Skype call. And I got the cornerman back on here with me. Jared Kenny returns. Good to have you back on. I really enjoyed the last episode. And just from the feedback I got, I think the fans of the show will too, man. So what's been good this week?
Just another calm week. I know I watched the Tinder Swindler.
God, that film.
I watched that. The second episode of the Kanye series on Netflix.
We got to talk about that.
Yep. What else? I started watching Westworld again because the two shows that I'm currently watching are their finales tonight. Righteous Gemstones and Euphoria. And I didn't watch season three of Westworld, but me and Sid were talking about how good it was, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to rewatch season two. So, you know, flow into season three just to keep
now,
me some.
Euphoria has Spider-Man's girlfriend in it, right? I'm blanking.
Yeah, Zendaya or Zendaya.
Zendaya. Yeah.
She kills it. She had an episode, I think, like 2-3 weeks ago where it was like you felt the anxiety. It was like, have you seen Uncut Gems?
Yes, dude. Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you know that? Yeah, you know that type of like that onset of like anxiety you felt through the whole movie? You're like, what the fuck? That episode, her acting in that episode, she absolutely slayed. Like, she's going to get nominated for so many Emmys. Just, I guarantee you, she's going to win a majority of them.
That's great.
She absolutely killed it.
That's
a good watch.
I haven't heard any bad things about, like, just, you know, critics watching that show. It's like, she's killing it, you know? And it's one of those shows where people kind of look for little chinks in the armor to, like, pick it apart, but they really can't.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny because I'll see it on Twitter a lot. Like, some people are like, oh, what does it take to go to Euphoria High or whatever? And they'll show, like, their outfit. And it'll be, like, a $400 T-shirt, a $300 pair of pants, shoes that are $800. And it's just, like – but it's funny because, like, the way they're portrayed, it's, like – excuse me. It's kind of, like, bummy or – not bummy, but, like loungewear or, like – you know, like how me and you would like, you know, throw on a pair of sweatpants or like if we run to the gas station or something, we might wear pajamas or something. I don't know. Like, you know, how people like just, you know, they just kind of run with it. But yeah, it's so funny. That's like the only like picking it apart I've seen. But it's just, you know, it's kind of comical. But yeah, it's a good show. If you don't have anything on your radar or worth watching, then that's good on HBO Max.
Speaking of shows on Netflix, we have the Tinder Swindler. And, like, God. When a guy does it, he can't get away with it. Although, look, the guy wins. Like, okay, in the film, like, toward the end, a girl kept some of his clothes or something. But the dude is dating a model, and you just made a movie about him? It's a win-win-win for him. And it's like, okay, when a guy does it, it's wrong. But when a girl does it, it's just life? I mean, what is this? Because let's talk about the game of Tinder Swindler. It's like, okay. You see it on Reddit all the time. is I got a Tinder date. And I got him to hang the chef for me. And we did, and then I sent him home. And it's like, okay, same thing.
Yeah.
I was, you know, our, you know, it, we could take it up to escalate it to sex, sure. But like, okay, I just got a free meal out of this or whatever you want to escalate it to. It's like, okay, when a girl does it, we call that life. When a guy does it, it's a swindler now. You know, it's a weird dichotomy to the whole
thing. Yeah, it's almost like a double standard type.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ass backwards. But yeah, I think, and like you said, like the publicity he got, like there's no such thing as bad publicity because now he's running his own like business firm or like business advice firm or some shit. Like,
yeah, I think it's hilarious. And I was like, I hope you're teaching other people how to swindle.
Yeah. Yeah. He just, and yeah, like you said, he's dating the model. And did he get arrested? I forget. Did he get arrested by Israeli police or is he like only confined to Israel or I'm assuming not.
Yeah. I don't think so.
But yeah. I don't. Yeah. That guy, I mean, he's going to get some kind of deal somewhere. And it's just like, like all these people, like that. Remember that Cash Me Outside girl?
Oh, all like, yeah, you Dr.
Know, fuck her. Yeah, like fuck her. Like she's just like ignorant or whatever. But you know, she was kind of hated on by the internet. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, she made $1 million for signing like this rap deal. And then she did. I think she turned like 18 or something. I think she did OnlyFans, if I'm correct. And she got like $3 million. Right. And it was like, dude, like she got like so bad publicity, and it was like, I don't know. It's just a different world.
Or the latest phenomenon with that, like no such thing as bad publicity, right? Think about the Island Boys.
Oh, oh my God.
I mean, wasn't it a UFC event that they went to and they literally got booed out of it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was that. They're doing cameos for like $1,000 or $500 or something like that. Because like, you know, it's funny if me and five of my buddies bought one, you know, it's only $100, let's say it's $500, $500 or $100 a piece for like a happy birthday. It's kind of funny. But like, then again, it took 40 seconds of their time, $500, mm-hmm. like the whole internet's just shitting on them. Like, I don't know. Like, are they wrong? Are they right? Cause they're making money or it's so hard. It's like, what the fuck?
And it was
are they really
bizarre.
Stupid in reality or are they like super smart? I don't know.
Well, there was some spirituality to it because, and I don't know if he went out and said this because for the hype, but he said, yeah, we sold ourselves to the devil. And I was like, well, I mean, yeah, we've talked about that since Old Brother, Where Art Thou, but is this a thing?
I don't.
And I was like, you got a bad end of the deal because like I saw a show, it was like one of their first shows at some club in Miami, right?
And at LIV.
That
live
yeah,
or whatever, that, yeah,
yeah, that's it. And like, they got like halfway through one song, and they were just heckled and booed, and like, they just kept going. And I was like, I feel so bad for these guys, but at the same time, it's like just seeing their content on like TikTok where dudes get into the Mustang,
and yeah, like, yeah,
and it's like everything that they do is like, I wanted to get them to do a cameo for Porch Talk, and then I saw how much it was. It's like, I would literally pay $50 for y'all to do this. I'm not going to do 500. No. No way. I would give you $50 to be like, oh, it's the Porch Talk boy. You know?
Yeah.
You know, that's funny. But I'm not going to pay $500 for a joke. No way.
Yeah, no. They, I think they were on, I don't know their podcast name, but Logan Paul has a podcast. And
oh, yeah. Definitely.
Videos of that were going around. And like, I think they got mad because like either they thought they were being trolled, but the guy was like asking serious questions and they like took offense to it and they like got up and left.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I just think they're kind of like one of those gimmick. I mean, but then again, dude, they make so much money. I don't know. It's so like, I want to shit on them so bad, but like, you know, they have like, diamond necklaces that are like massive. I don't know. It's so. It's ass backwards, dude.
I mean,
is that what you got to do to make that kind of money? I mean, that's.
You literally nailed it when you brought up the Catch Me Outside girl. But I mean, it happens. Like, and let's take someone similar to that, that is from Alabama. Like, but I'm not hating on this guy at all. But like, it's like the opposite. Yellow Wolf, he's working with Shooter Jennings now. And like, Make Me a Believer. Have you heard that latest song that they did together? Like, you know, yellow, you know, pop, don't make me go pop the trunk on you.
I think so.
Yeah, it's, he's a white rapper, and like, he's from Alabama. And so automatically I was like, oh yeah, I'm turned on to this. I'll check it out. And now he's working with Shooter Jennings, and it's probably one of the most anticipated records that's coming out this year that I can't wait for. And like, deserves publicity, but really doesn't get it. Like, forgive my language, but like these retards do.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, it's like, I can't really shit on them because they're making bank.
Yeah. But is it worth like your image based? Not really your image, but like people, I would say 98% of people just shit on them. And then that small 2% is like the conversation we're having is like, well, they're making money, you know, like, yeah, I would say that's a fair, like 98% people just look at these fucking idiots.
And just like, to go back to like the Tindler Swindler for a second, it's like, think about how many girls probably want to get in their pants.
Yeah. Like, what was that? The guy, fuck. It was on Netflix too. Who's the guy that held up his hand and it had like the demonic star or whatever that he killed? Oh,
Star David Upside Down or whatever. Oh
yeah, like Richie Rodriguez or Richard Resendez or something like that.
I think something of that nature. Yeah, that'd be one. I don't have anything I can pull it up on here. I'd have to exit out of Skype to look it up.
No, you're good. I can look it up. But yeah, he there was a thing on him too, and he killed a bunch of people. The Night Stalker, that's what it was.
Oh yeah, I do remember
Richard
that.
Richard Ramirez. You're yeah, close. And and yeah, they had, I don't know, he ended up getting caught, but he was in court and there was like just a posse, like females were sending him pictures saying, I want to marry you, this and that, da, 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 da. And they would show up in the courtrooms and it's like, I don't know, there's just some people out there, like, what the fuck?
Well, think about like, okay, just take Netflix, for instance. Like, if you were to give me access to your Netflix and I pulled up your account on Netflix, I imagine, like, yours would look a lot like mine. It's going to have, like, a lot of guy stuff. It's probably going to have some comedy specials. It's going to have, like, those pop culture things. Like, you know, remember, okay, let's take a step back while we're on this. Was it Tiger King?
The king of the pandemic. Yes.
And now they're doing, like, this – aren't they like about to drop like Carol Baskin's side?
Yeah, I think so. It's on like Peacock, right?
Yeah.
Or is it like just different actors and actresses, I guess, but like resembling them? Yeah.
Speaking of things that should have never been a thing, it's like, could you imagine that dropping just like in 2019 when shit was normal and being like, yeah, I'm going to watch this.
It would have been so overlooked because people were at home and they were glued to their phone, glued to their laptop, and glued to the TV. And it just ignited.
And I watched it. And I'm ashamed to say I watched it, but I watched it, you know?
Oh, I watched the shit out of it. It was so funny. Like, it's just.
Yeah. And I loved it when he got on his like politics. Let me tell you something.
Oh,
else.
My God. Yeah, he was going around giving t-shirts out and, I remember Twitter was so lit during that too.
Yeah.
But like people were posting pictures of like the t-shirts, hey buddy, that he was giving out at the rally. He's like, I can't believe I still have this, but this has got to be worth hundreds of dollars. And it was a t-shirt of like Vote for Joe or something like that.
Yeah. But like just back to Netflix just for a second. It's like I think like Netflix and think about algorithms on social media in general is just how well like, you know, if you and I were just talking on the phone and then I hopped on social media, it would be, and let's say we were talking about underwear and I would see an ad for underwear. But like, there is a difference between like a dude's Netflix and a chick's Netflix. Like you pull up your girl's Netflix account and it's probably going to be like a lot of true crime. And I mean, that is an obsession of theirs. It's like, think about like Dexter, stuff like that, right? To where yep. It's like, that dude is literally like, okay. The passenger of his car, his mind, is a damn killer. And you are right. Obsessing over that. that's kind of out there. But that's the same thing going back to Island Boys. It's like there are a lot of chicks that probably want to get in those pants.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't even know what to say. They're just, I think I showed it to my cousin. I was actually home on leave and I showed it to my cousin. He was like, who the fuck are those idiots? And then he was on the couch, you know, across the living room. So I sent it to him and he started watching the video. 15 minutes later, he keeps watching these fucking different videos that they post. And he's like, these guys are fucking idiots. Meanwhile, you know, 20 minutes later, we're going to dinner and he's singing Island Boy on the way. And he's like, I can't get out of my fucking head. He's like, fuck you. He was so mad at me. He was so mad at me. But yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Me and my coworker still sing it at work. And it's like, it happened like this week. Like, I think it was Thursday. As we were sitting, we share an office. And just down the hall, there's a door that leads to like the lobby of the building that we're in. And the customer service manager, his office is in that lobby. And he heard us because we were getting loud. It was like, just an island boy. And he was like, there was a customer out in the lobby was asking about like the singing going on. And I was like, oh yeah, we were singing Island Boy. And he was like, never mind. It's like, yeah, I think we're dumb too. You know?
Yeah, like every, but it's so, I don't know, like just remember like Baby Shark, those things just get stuck in your head so,
yeah,
like so quick and so fast. Like, I don't know. It's just the way the human brain works. It's like those, like why TikTok's so big, those 30-second clips, or even Vine back in, you know, the mid-2010s.
The OG.
It's just, yeah, like just these quick videos. It just,
and now you have like Instagram and Instagram and Facebook tries to keep up with Reels.
Yep.
Even yeah, Twitter is trying to like, they have what do they call it on Twitter where you can go live and you're in a room and your followers can hop in. What is that?
Oh yeah, the Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, Spaces. Yeah. Yeah.
That's, I actually like Twitter Spaces. I think that's good for like people, like not for building content, but just to have, you know, conversations just like we're having. Like if people are open, especially really good for like, you know, people who have a voice. So like either verified people on Twitter, you know, they can have a conversation with anything. Like it's just another way to, you know, promote your platform or,
yeah, that's,
you know, just to have conversation with different people. But then again, it could be also very like, very scary. Like if you just let this, you know, Twitter egg join in, and or if he requests a talk and then you let him talk and then he just says some crazy shit and you're like, oh fuck, mute, delete.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I've really been obsessed with like my favorite podcast right now is The Boys Cast with Ryan Long.
Mm-hmm.
And he has Danny Polishchuk. And he just started his YouTube podcast called Low Value Mail. And all it is like The Boys Cast and Low Value Mail is basically a troll podcast that happened because of feminist Reddit and was like, you know, like labeling all these guys. If they do this, red flag, they're low value male. And it's like, oh, we could run with this for days and we'll never run out of content.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he takes call-ins. And so episode one, do you remember Alex Stein, that guy who did the vaccine rap in Dallas Town Hall? Like, vaccinate me at the party, you know, vaccinate yeah, maybe. Me while I wear my phone.
it sounds familiar. I don't remember it like vividly, but it does sound familiar.
He's a good Twitter follower because he keeps doing it. Like next thing you know, he's like calling into like New York and he's on their city council meeting on Zoom. And he was like, okay, look, I know this is kind of old, but I have some new information to bring up with about the whole Cuomo problem. And and he just goes off into like just some conspiracy he makes off up off the top of his head. And it's just hilarious because, you know, he's given 3 minutes and the council has to hear him. And like you can see like their eyes are rolling and they don't care. And it's like, God bless this internet site.
Yeah. <You know>? Yeah, those are priceless. Those just, you know, 2-3 minute videos or you know, those videos of people going into those council meetings and they're either do shit like that or, you know, on lesser things, they'll make a good point, and then obviously they're like, hey, maybe doing their fucking
escorted
political
out by the police.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
I don't know, like, anything else, like, other than, like, the Tinder swindler, like, before we, like, move off to talk about T-Rex, is, like, any final statements that you'd like to make about that, other than, guys, pull out your notebook and watch that, and, like, you can learn some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just, I can't believe, like, one of them said that they were dating for a month, and then next thing you know, she has $200,000 in debt. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Dude, like, come on. I don't know. I don't know. I like, don't feel bad, but I do feel bad. I don't fuck God. It's just one of those things where it's like, thank God it, you know, didn't happen to me or someone else that I know, because that's fucking shitty.
And I had, like, another, like, I thought was a funny take was, like, I'm not on any of those, like, dating saps. Like, speaking of Sid, like, we were hanging out down in Foley, and I saw him, like, this was, like, 5-6 years ago or some shit like this. I think he'd only been in Foley for like a year. It's while he was still staying with Tish. And, like, I saw him like doing a lot of shit on his phone, like swiping left and right. And I was like, what do you got going on over there? And this was like back when Tinder was like just coming out, very prevalent or whatever. And he was like, don't ever get this app. And I was like, okay. And I took his advice and I never got involved in any of it. But like the thing I would think if I was on some kind of like dating app in like small town like Kennedy where I'm at is like, oh, there's my cousin. You know?
So yeah, like, well, yeah.
This is I need to go be a city boy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that I think they ended it pretty well with like that chick kinda getting one over on him, like, oh yeah, if you know I work in the fashion industry, you give me your clothes. It was kind of like a feel good thing. Thought that was really funny, but you know, that guy can go kick rocks. I mean, obviously he's doing well, you know, dating a Israeli model and doing this, posting the same shit. So I don't know. Like, I mean, you can knock him for doing that kind of slimy, grimy shit, but then again, you can't, cause he's like still living that kind of lifestyle. I don't know. It's just same thing with Island Boys and Catch Me Outside Girl. It's the same shit.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you brought those up. Those were great examples of what this is. It's like we are highlighting and exemplifying stupidity, and it works.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just the internet age, and what's that movie? Don't Look Up. Have you watched that? That's another Netflix. It's kind of the same shit.
Yeah.
That's another great example of just this whole, you know, idea.
You know, Leonardo DiCaprio, like he's really big into those ideas, but the whole Don't Look Up, I found it hilarious, but I know what they were doing with the film, but I still, it was still hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm a Leo fan, so I'm going to watch it.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, totally agree with that. Yeah. So let's kick it on over to UFC. Just over the past weekend, and you sent me an article, and I'll post it up on the Discord. But T-Rex, tell us a little bit about Mr. T-Rex. He had a win this weekend, right?
Yes. So he was, I think he was on the undercard. His name's Terrence McKinney, also T-Rex. He came on the scene, I think, a year ago. Onto the UFC scene, and I'm actually going to pull up his profile right now. If my thing wants to load. And he got a big win. I think it was like a very quick knockout. And it was like kind of like a devastating knockout, if I'm remembering it correctly. And obviously in the UFC, if anything happens like that, you know, instant highlight. Everyone, you know, who is this guy? It's his first UFC fight. And then his story came out that he basically died. Here he is, Terrence McKinney.
It was twice, right?
He's like a former, what was that?
Twice, right? He died twice. I think in the article. Oh, shoot.
Hold on.
Well, we got some ghosts and demons up in here. Am I back?
Hello.
I've been right again to the continental.
Just mouth things for the rest of the show and be like, oh, he's saying something, but he's messing with Jared. It's like, well, here I am. We're going to do the rest of the podcast. I'm just going to read Jared's lips and I'll tell you what he says. and then I'll react.
I thought you both, like, what?
So we were talking about T-Rex, man. So give us a scoop.
Yeah, he had a win this weekend. You know, he wasn't on the main card. I think I don't even think he was the featured prelim. He was on the prelim, which is like before the main card. If you don't watch UFC, it's like the more like the lower lesser fighters or lesser known. But he won on the first round by submission. This is his second fight in the UFC. He fought in June of last year. He won by knockout. That's what it was. 7 seconds, 7 second knockout.
Jeez, is that that's got to be close to
a
record.
If anything happens like that, you get a lot of hype or, you know, viral clip. So that kind of went around the Twitter world, and then it came out like his story of like, you know, who he was or where he came from.
7 second knockout happens. Everyone's like, holy shit, what the fuck? Who is this guy? So he came on the scene like that, and his story, you know, came out. It's basically a redemption story. He was tased by police after he was on a bad trip of shrooms and acid. And then I think it came out, too, that he had, like, a substance abuse. Forgive me if I'm, you know, misspeaking or misquoting, but, like, a substance abuse issue. You know, got clean. I think he even like very, very closely came to like death.
I think twice.
Yeah, twice. And I think very shortly after he started training and fighting and got on the UFC in his first fight, 7 second knockout. And then that was in June of last year. And then this weekend he had a fight. He won by submission in the first round. So, you know, I love those underdog stories of just people, you know, redeeming themselves, coming back and, you know, proving themselves. Even there was a second story. My dad, I think he was watching it too. And he called me. He's like, wow, did you hear that? I wasn't really listening. I was probably on my phone and watching UFC. But there's another fighter. She, what's her name? Same thing. She had like a substance abuse issue, got out of rehab and started training. And a year later, after training, she made it on the UFC roster. I think this is her. Where is she? I think she was on the main card. She was like one of the lower. Was it Priscilla Kutchit? I don't know how to say her name. But yeah, I know
the chick you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a remarkable story.
Yeah.
And I love having those stories like that because you can see. Like just take someone who had been on meth for a while and after a year they're clean, you can see kind of like the mumps and all the visible damage, it'll start disappearing.
Yep.
And it's more than just putting makeup over it. It's like your body will heal itself. And like seeing, that's one thing about combat sports like UFC, Bellator, even boxing with like, I'm a huge Deontay Wilder fan. I also like Tyson Fury, but like I love combat sports for that reason, because I think it really shines the spotlight on, like, you have to be tenacious and take your body serious.
Yep. I also think it's a good thing too, like just people with like that addictive personality, you know, you can get addicted to anything, soda, fucking nicotine, this and that, that and the third, and literally anything. And they find that, you know, they just find that want and that dog in them. They just start working out. Like I remember there was a story about Eminem. Remember when I think he might have relapsed or something, but they said he used to run on the treadmill for like 20 miles a day or something like that. Like he would just run. And even then, like with Tyson Fury, he was like 400 pounds. Then he got that drive and lost that weight and came back. Like that's just incredible.
Yeah. I mean, just like taking that, let's just go with that Eminem path just for a second is, okay, let's say you have an addictive personality. Like, okay, no one's going to shit on you for running 20 miles a day because, like, in our culture, it's like, well, that's you're being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you ran 20 miles every day, that might become a problem. But, like, dude, that is great for, like, eliminating, like, chemical or anything, like, you know, alcohol or things of that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sitting here preaching to you, I've got a beer in hand. But, moderation, boys and girls, but yes, you know, just in the UFC, I've been into UFC for 10 plus years now, and I saw the most ridiculous thing, and I wanted to run it by you, is you may have seen this tweet. It was, I'm not even going to say who tweeted it, because I think they were just trying to be, and I'm a Nate Diaz fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the Diaz brothers, and they was like, you mature as a fan of the UFC when you understand that Nate Diaz would beat, oh my God, and I'm blanking on, who was the Russian guy that kicked Conor McGregor's ass?
And Khabib?
Khabib. Yeah. And it was like, you are a mature fan when you realize that Nate Diaz could beat Khabib. And I was like, no, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. Nobody would beat him. And then, like, following a shit tweet or post or however you want to pose it, it's like they had four pitchers, and they showed GSP, who was amazing. And then they – Anderson the Spider, Silva, and they had two more, and I can't remember. Like, these are legendary guys when it comes to UFC. Like, when I got into it, it was like GSP day, like – Tony Ferguson prime, Chuck Liddell, and I love that, I can't remember, like, the Chuck Liddell rival, but he kind of had blunt Tito Ortiz, and, like, I love both of those guys, and I loved it when they went head-to-head, even though I would lean more like Mr. Duralast Battery himself, Chuck Liddell. I like Tito, too, but I was like, and they posted these pictures of these cats. It's like, I'm not trying to go back to these guys prime. Like, the reason GSP is not in the game anymore is because he knows he doesn't need to be in the game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He went out on a W. Like Anderson Silva, that was one of the most horrendous leg breaks I ever saw in my life.
Yeah. And that, I think that's just an unfortunate how, like, you know, how Anderson Silva, I'm not gonna say unfortunate, cause he's on my Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely,
fighters, but like it for the casual fans or like fans that are new to UFC, that's all they saw was like Anderson Silva losing. They just heard of this immaculate guy who was just unbelievable at striking, and then they just saw him lose. You know, that kind of sucks, but you know, it's hard. Like, you hear so many people talking about it, like it's so hard to go out on top, because if you're on top, then you obviously want to still go. But he was just so fucking good.
And let's just talk about, like, the John Jones debacle right now. He recently got arrested, and his fiance left him.
Yeah, well, he got arrested last July in Vegas.
And the video just surfaced to social media, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, yep. I think it was, like, body cam footage of him, like, hitting his head on the hood of a car.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's just another person. Dana White put it very good. He said that, you know, if he never fucked up, he could be the LeBron James of UFC, which is spot on, because you hate to see talent go to waste. And he's so fucking good. He's another person I root for. I remember
exactly every UFC card he's on, I would pay money to see it because I like seeing John Jones fight.
Yeah, and people forget he was so young coming up, like very early 20s, coming up at light heavyweight, and he choked out Lyoto Machida, like standing, and just dropped him. It's one of the coldest pictures ever. And
okay, and let's just back that up. It's like Lyoto Machida, like I remember like him coming up and all the dragons he had to slay to get to that level, and then seeing John Jones do that, it was like, well, here's our guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, like, lo and behold, it's like, it was John Jones country. You didn't hear that name anymore. You didn't hear Machida anymore. It was all John Jones.
Yep. Yeah, and it sucks, like, to see talent go, not go to waste, because I really do hope and pray for him to come back at heavyweight and do his thing, just because I think he's going to run through everybody at heavyweight, especially after seeing Francis Ngannou versus Ciryl Gane. And how yeah. Francis took him down, and John Jones is an All-American wrestler. Like, it's just, there's levels to it, obviously. And I think if he's serious about coming back at heavyweight, and he says he wants to walk in at 265 or weighing 265, he's doing it the right way rather than like Conor McGregor. When he fought Nate Diaz the first time, people forget. He was supposed to fight Rafael Dos Anjos at 155,
mm-hmm.
and then he fought Nate, I think, at 170. In RDA, Rafael Dos Anjos pulled out maybe 14 days or like less than 3 weeks before the fight because of like a broken ankle or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And Nate Diaz was like, yeah, I'll step up, but let's fight at 170 because that's a lot of weight, you know, to cut. So Conor gained a lot of weight very quick, very fast, and it's, you know, if you do that, it's unhealthy. And John Jones is taking the long approach of just doing it the right way, which I think will help. So that's, if he comes back, man, I can't fucking, that's a fight I have to shell out a lot of money for to go see, because he's one of my, literally one of my idols. So
yeah, I have a lot of respect for John Jones. I want to, maybe this is a segment that we could do, and I'm prepared for it. I didn't prepare you for it, but like, most embarrassing fight in UF history, in my opinion, was Forrest Griffin when he fought Anderson the Spider Silva.
Oh yeah, he got front kicked.
Remember, he didn't finish the fight. He walked out.
Yeah, he ran out of the ring after he got knocked out. That's an embarrassing knockout, but like, you know, rest in peace to Kimbo Slice. But have you ever seen his fight versus Dada 3000?
I haven't seen that.
Oh my God. This was in Bellator, and I'll never forget. I was watching it in my barracks room with my buddy BB. Shout out. And I was like, oh, Bellator's on. Let's throw it on. Fucking Kimbo Slice is fighting this guy. And this guy, Dada 3000, I could be mispronouncing it, but that's basically the gist of his name. He's another like Florida street fighter legend or up and comer. So it was kind of, you know, pass the torch type of fight. And they fought. Anyone out there who has never seen this fight, fucking YouTube it. It is so funny. They're just heavyweights, and they're so out of fucking shape. Yeah. And they're just swinging, and they're, oh my God, they're throwing punches at like 2 miles an hour. And like, me and my buddy were sitting there fucking dying laughing. We were like, what the fuck is going on? You know, it's not that it was like a bad fight, but it's like, it's like a street fight. You know, a street fight goes past like a minute and they're fucking gassed and they're normal people like us. Like, it's just,
yeah.
Oh, it was so bad, but it was like, that was the main event. And it was like, holy shit. You know, we got to see this for free. And I think even Dada 3000 or whatever suffered a heart attack during that fight and, got like rushed to the hospital. Or I think they both got rushed to the hospital, and then he got a bunch of tests done and it came out that he had a heart attack. It was like, what the fuck? These guys should not have been fighting. But it's weird because, like, you know, they're built. I think Dada 3000 was a little bit more of, like, heavy set. But, you know, Kimbo Slice is jacked. But that fight, that was, like, that's number one on my list for, like, most embarrassing. I know it's not UFC, but, like, most embarrassing televised fight I've ever seen. Meant to be serious, but you're watching it and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, if you wanted to take it like, okay, let's take it outside, it would definitely be boxing with anything that the Paul brothers do, right?
Oh my God, yeah. That's something that can't be taken serious.
The Tyron Woodley, where he literally signaled, I'm about to knock you out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is like watching wrestling, and I'm a wrestling fan, but even I noticed like the social cues.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. It's kind of, literally like a wrestling thing. Like you could tell when they either voice something or just do a little bit of emotion, they'll, you know, hit their finisher or, you know, whatever. This is the end of the match, basically.
Finish him. Right. And so, like, and I'll tell you this is just with like UFC is, man, or just combat sports is just here in Columbus, Relentless MMA. She doesn't fight for Relentless anymore, but. Hannah Guy, and she's even gotten into like bare knuckle.
Yep. That's a familiar name. I know her name.
Just a total badass. She lost her first bare knuckle fight, but she's still, I mean, it was her first one.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot different, like going from like, she was on Bellator and she won that fight and she wasn't supposed to win that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And she fucking won it. And so, like, Jake, he's got a podcast here in town. It's called the Man Up Podcast. I've been on it a couple of times. It's a lot of fun. And, like, the thing that he and I got off on, because, like, I'm just an average dude. Like, I don't have a military background. I don't work out. Like, I'm just a dude. You know, I'm a musician. I like to go out to the bars and have a beer. And I run a podcast, and I run a 9-to-5 job.
Yep.
So I'm just a dude. But and that is one thing that you just hit that earlier was don't downplay a street fight. And you nailed it with Kimbo Slice was, dude, a street fight happens fast and it ends quick. We're talking 15, 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you think about these fighters, these combat veterans, they train 9 months. It's like, I haven't seen Tony Ferguson on a card in 2 years. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
He's getting older. He's out of his prime. I'd like to see him fight, too. But, like, it ain't like you and me going down to the bar and, like, fighting over a girl. This is a lot different.
Yeah.
And people take it the wrong way all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It's like, I could do it. And it's like, yeah, sure you could. Just march your ass up there, buddy.
Yeah. Tony Ferguson actually has a fight up and coming against Michael Chandler. It's been in the talks. I don't know if you're familiar with Michael Chandler, but he just signed with UFC, I think, last year. Has had an electric knockout over Corey Sandhagen, and then he had that crazy fight versus Justin Gaethje, and Justin Gaethje won. That was probably the fight of the year last year.
Yeah, I saw that fight. Yeah. Oh, I know exactly who that is. It's like, I might not get all the cards, but dude, I love fucking UFC. And like, if you put Tony Ferguson on the card, and I hope they give him the DC treatment, and I love it when he does, I think he should be a commentator.
Yeah.
When he's done, because like that is just one of those old cats who is just battle razzing to where like he could be your color commentator if need be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, his ground game's phenomenal. Like his Darce choke is second to none. So I'll be excited to watch him fight. And then I know next week we have the Covington Masvidal fight, which is gonna be so fucking good.
And I'm huge fans of both of those boys, but I think I'm pulling for Masvidal.
Yeah, I would like to see Masvidal win, but I just, you know, as Colby said it himself, I have a second lung. He meant a third lung, but he...
I saw that fucking tweet.
Yeah, his gas tank is just so big, and I think he's really the only one that had Kamaru Usman, like, even close to, like, you know, battling adversity, I would say. So I think he's either, you know, he's going to either pour the gas tank out on him or he's just going to wrestle fuck him because he's just so good at wrestling. And Masvidal, you know, we'll see how up to par he is on his wrestle game.
And
he's got a fucking chin. Colby Covington's got a chin, so.
So, I mean, who do you like? It's like, I'm obviously pulling for Masvidal, but, like, if I had to pick a winner, I think I would go Covington. Like, what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, I would go with Colby Covington, and I would, whatever the over under is, I would take the over if we want to talk betting. Just because, you know, I don't think that Colby would put him to sleep. I think if anything, he'd submit him, but I don't know. I would definitely take the over, just because if Masvidal is working on anything, he's going to be working on the you know, his takedown defense to, you know, combat the wrestling. So, you know, if it does go to the feet, then I don't think Masvidal has what it takes to knock him out. I mean, anything can happen. Anything could happen, but I don't see that happening just because his chin is too good. I would take Colby.
Yeah. Oh, like, okay, I don't know when, maybe in the next couple of months, but what about Israel Adesanya? Is he not one of your favorite fighters right now? He's so electric on Twitter.
Yeah, he is. Well, he is funny on Twitter. I don't know. There's something about him I don't like.
Okay.
I respect his – I like him as a fighter, but I don't know, something about – I don't know if it's his personality or something. I don't know. It just doesn't mesh with just me. I know some people are obviously
– Who can beat him at that class, though?
What was that?
Who could beat him at that class?
In his weight class, Robert Whittaker is the only one that could do it, and obviously Adesanya just beat him a few weeks ago. I think that he needs – or I'm sorry, Kamaru Usman needs to go up in weight and fight Adesanya. I think that's really the only person They need to do it in like Africa or South Africa at one of those mega soccer stadiums. And
yeah,
Francis Ngannou on the card too, because that would just be unbelievable. But all that's right, really the only person that I think can show a threat to Israel.
Anything else to do in the world of combat sports before we walk away from it?
The fights that just happened this weekend, nothing really significant. It was a pretty good card. Islam Makhachev was supposed to fight Benil Dariush, but Benil Dariush had to pull out last second. But Bobby Green stepped up and took the fight, and they fought at 160, and it basically ended exactly how we all thought it was going to be. Islam just took him down and beat him up. Islam is one of those Dagestani, under the wing of Khabib fighters who just, you know how to wrestle bears. So I don't.
Okay, that's a title shot. That's after a wild thing to be able to say. Yeah. So in Mother Russia,
yeah,
I wrestle bear.
Yeah. Yeah, those people, they're so different. Yeah, when he was 7 years old or something like that, he wrestled a bear. I mean, granted, it's a baby bear, but still, it's a fucking bear. Like, that's just so silly.
A bear is a bear.
Yeah. That happened last week, or just this last weekend. He might get a title shot, but I would like to see him run it with Benil Dariush. He has 10 wins in a row, which obviously is a feat in itself. I could see him getting a title shot, but and I think that would be a very good shot if he fought what's his name, Charles Oliveira, just because Charles Oliveira is so good on the ground too, and he's obviously a wrestling specialist, so that'd be a fun fight to watch.
Hell yeah. Anything else to do coming up?
I don't think so. Cool.
Last thing that I want to cover is, there's a Ukraine-Russia issue going over. You have a military background. You have somewhat of a – it's a cool story, and we'll get to it. Is the main thing that I want to say is I believe there's so much propaganda. It's a lot of heads or tails with, like, making out what is actually happening in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I really want to talk about is, like, your story – and the boy, 13 Kings on Snake Island.
Yeah, the absolute legends they are.
And also, like, the mayor of Kyiv, his brother, and even the president or whatever of Ukraine. It's like, I don't need a ride out of here. I need ammunition.
Yep.
You know, and that is what I want to say. Is like, there is nothing better for fighting for your country and your right to exist on your soul. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of respect for those men, and God bless those men.
Yeah, and I think, like you mentioned, the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, he's a former, you know, heavyweight champ. His brother,
WFC world champion.
Yeah, he, you know, multimillionaire times over. decided, you know, he didn't have to live, you know, he didn't have to go back home. He could have lived in Hollywood or wherever in America and just fucking relax, be a commentator, a coach, whatever. Yep. He decided to go home and, you know, lead his people, become a mayor, take political office. He ended up joining, end up fighting for, he's actively fighting his brother, same thing, heavyweight champ. And then even someone else who's actively fighting now, his name's Vasily Lomachenko, top five pound for pound fighter. And he traveled, I just saw something today. He traveled back, threw the uniform on, is fighting for his country. I thought, those people are just so, me and my dad talked about it. They're so bred different, man. They're just a different type of human.
Even the fucking women are different, buddy. Like Jared, hey, I know you've seen it because you are a Twitter like scoundrel like me. There was this video and it was in Ukrainian or Russian to where I didn't know what they were saying, but
yeah,
you know, like the tweet said what it was saying. It was like, "Can I put some sunflowers in your pocket for when you die? At least a sunflower will bloom out for you dying on Ukrainian soil." And I was like, "Oh, that bitch is wild!"
Yeah.
Oh, we had a spill over here. Anyway, well, I'm going to adjust that, but keep going.
Yeah. Even then, today there was a viral video of just this guy. He was on a bridge, and there was a landmine.
He picked it up.
Like it was a hot plate of fucking sizzling chicken fajita.
Yeah.
And it's even funnier because he's ripping a cigarette at the same time.
So yeah, he's totally fucking ripping. Yeah.
And he walks over with this, you know, a landmine to get rid of it. And there was a funny fucking tweet. It was like, smoking a cigarette makes anything instantly 500 times like more badass. And I just couldn't. I lost my mind. I was like, that is so fucking funny. This guy is an absolute legend. He just, you know, picked it up like it was a, you know, either a hot skillet or a fucking dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't get rid of it quick enough. But, you know, just the cigarette bouncing in his mouth just made it that much better.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just wanted to back up. You've been deployed and I wanted to hear like your story of like briefly being in that part of the world, if you don't mind sharing that.
I deployed in January of 2017 on the USS Laboon, DDG 58. Seen some cool stuff, did some cool things, hit a bunch of cool ports. We were even supposed to hit Odessa, Ukraine as a port for like 4 or 5 days. Even got close enough to, pay for a couple tours that they were hosting to go see the catacombs, and we were all excited for it. And then they ended up canceling that a few days out. We hit Athens, Greece instead, pulled in there for maybe 32 hours, definitely less than 48 hours, just enough to refuel. But we were lucky enough to get off for, you know, a day or half a day. And I even, while we were in port in Athens, the first day, Super Bowl, Tom Brady came back 28-3 against the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, you know, hell, Brady.
To fucking 6 in the morning. To watch that. So I stood watch all day, watched that all night to the morning. And then I think 7 o'clock came and Liberty Call happened. And then we went out. And it was so cool. I wore one of my Patriots t-shirts and I met a couple guys that were like, "Oh, did you see the game last night?" It's like, "Yeah, man, I saw it." And they're like, "Oh, yeah, it was kind of hard to see over here because only some bars had it. But, you know, it's throughout the night, so they wouldn't stay open the whole time, so they either missed it or not." I was lucky enough to see that. Hit Athens, Greece, hit did that through Eastern Med, went down the Red Sea. Then we hit Dubai. That was,
of course,
and it in Dubai, like guys like me and you, just, it's not even worth, like, you know, if you're a regular average Joe, it's not worth going. If people say, "Oh, I want to go there, it looks so fun," don't fucking waste your money and go to Dubai. It is so goddamn expensive. Everything's fucking just literally built for like movie stars.
You got to be a Tindler, you know, Swindler first, okay?
Yeah, yeah, literally, literally, real shit.
Get your steps in order.
Yeah. We hit there. That was, you know, that was more of a all we really did there was just go to the Dubai Mall right outside the Burj Khalifa and just use the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi was just dumb fast.
Yeah.
Hit there, hit Bahrain. We hit Seychelles, which is south of the equator, off the coast of Africa, north of Madagascar. That was cool. Went out, went around to Amsterdam for like 5 days. That was probably my favorite port. I'm going back there. I think whenever I get out, I need to go back. Hit there, hit Germany, and then we also hit way up in Norway. So that was cool. Got a bunch of pictures, fun stuff. About 7 months underway. But I was lucky. We got a lot of ports, and with COVID being a thing, you know, these people who deploy, at least on Navy ships, they're not allowing them to leave the ship because, you know, COVID's a thing. Luckily now, obviously, like the vaccination stuff, you know, people can go out, but there was a point in time for about a year and a half that I know people that went underway for 8 months and didn't leave the ship. And it was just miserable. Like, just imagine staying in this, you know, 300-foot prison that's metal, not being able to fucking leave. Like, it's just, it must have been so fucking hard. I feel so bad. And they, you know, could come back home, and then they'd have to fucking, you know, quarantine. And it's like, well, why do we have to quarantine? And this and that. Blah, 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 blah. It's just, you know, fuck. I feel bad for those people.
I want to step it back just to those 13 kings on Snake Island. So, Russian warship March, or let's get political, or let's get Navy.
Yeah.
They what is the term? The row ship, the warship rowed up to Snake Island, and they was like, "Hey, we're a Russian warship. We're about to take you." So, like, hey, Russian warship, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
13 guys, and yep. They held their ground, and all 13 were killed. And I was like, absolute kings in my book. And like, we need more men like that in this world who say, not taking this shit. Might die right here, but this is the ground I'm on, and this is the ground I'm gonna stand on.
Yeah, yeah, that was probably the most badass thing I've ever heard over comms in my life. They were like, you know, lay down your arms, surrender, or else, you know, we're going to bomb you. And it's funny because you heard the guy, he was like, should I go fuck themselves? And then yeah. You heard a little, you know, verbal. And then he's like, Russian warship, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I need that. Just, there's so many.
I want that to be like the Porch Talk, like, intro, right?
Yeah, like, like this was going around, and this is a great picture, and
it's just, yeah,
it's in Ukrainian, and it says Russian warship go it says I think it just says go fuck yourself. I need someone to put that on t-shirts.
Yeah, oh, I'm your guy. Yeah, send it, to me, and I'll make a t-shirt tonight.
Yeah, and just I even put it out there. I was like, you know, whatever proceeds is made, just send it. I found a non-profit, like a donation center that's, you know, taking money to help people, refugees and stuff.
Well, let's make that shirt. Send that over to me and I'll make it.
All right, bet. Yeah, I'll shoot this over to you. There's a couple, I think. I mean, people are going to fucking buy them. I'd wear it. I'd wear the shit out of it just because.
Oh, hell yeah. And like, I wouldn't keep any of the money. Like you said, it's like, I would send all that directly to Ukraine. And it goes back to like the mayor, or even the president of Ukraine. It's like, don't give me a ride out. Give me ammunition. I was like, I'll give you money because that is something I can give you.
It's so badass. Yeah, those are the stories I like to hear coming out of this. Just stuff like that. And even like, there was a picture of an 80-year-old guy. He had like a leather bag, and he packed like a few t-shirts, a toothbrush, and a bunch of sandwiches. And they were like, sir, you know, you're too old. He was like, you know, I'm just doing this for my grandkids. What else am I going to do? Just, you know, a bunch of cool stories. And it's they're standing their ground. And, you know, and I talked to my dad about this. I was like, this is some like American Revolution type shit where like they're coming into your country. And mm-hmm. Obviously we had the the Patriots back in the day, and just a bunch of rebels with muskets and pitchforks, basically, and defeated the world's greatest army in the British Army.
Well, I mean, not the, I mean, you have to give it up to the French Navy and other help.
And helping
Exactly. But yeah, we had the audacity.
Right. To step up to the big man, yeah. Say no.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
It's incredible. You love to see shit like that.
Yeah. And I love it. And, you know, it's weird. And social media is a weird place, especially with well, if you don't want American troops to help Ukraine, you're obviously for Putin. And it was like, well, no, it's like we just left Afghanistan, man. It's like, do we really want to get more involved with anything other than this? I mean, fucking send Anonymous. Let them hack. Let them do their shit. It's like, we're living in the 21st century. We don't have to fight this with guns anymore.
Right.
We can do it technologically.
Mm-hmm. And they're holding it round too. So like,
yeah,
you know, is there really any need for anybody to, if they're holding their ground pretty well, then, you know, why take it another step of escalation? I mean, that's a good point. And just, I like seeing like a bunch of companies like doing, like, you know, just showing support. Like there was one, I follow an account on Twitter. It's for, I'll send you this too. It's just like another, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
It's just like a Vegas, like a Las Vegas account, like, you know, anything that's happening in Las Vegas, you know, you obviously see like a bunch of funny stuff, but there was a nightclub in Las Vegas. Yeah,
oh, that's good. Yeah.
It's just called Evil Guy. They were offering $5 fuck Putin shots. Ukrainian vodka, this and that. And then they went to the streets and they were pouring out all the Russian vodka. You know, so any small bit helps and stuff like that. And I like I even talked to my wife about it. You see the whole world coming together and just, you know, showing support for these.
And that is one thing that we really needed just for America in itself is like, I'm so tired of the left versus right or Democrat Republican like split to the point to where we almost feel like we're going to have a civil war over Donald Trump or Biden's bullshit. It's like, oh my God, would we all just shut the fuck up and realize that we're all Americans and that shit doesn't matter. And now we finally have some, like COVID should have done it. No, that made it worse. It's like, if you wear a mask, you're pro-Biden. If you don't, you're a Trumper. It's like, no, it's not that, dummy. But like now, it's like we all kind of agree. It's like, fuck Putin and Russia, dude. Fuck off. It's like, maybe this is something that can unite us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think everyone's on the same side, just not even in America, like, just around the world, you see it in the United Kingdom and Germany and stuff.
What do you think, like a black swan, though? Do you think that China will move in on Taiwan?
I don't know. I know Taiwan's probably shitting themselves. I mean, I would be too if I was in Taiwan.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think they're seeing how the whole rest of the world is handling it. And if they handled it poorly, then they might've been like, okay, we might be able to do this. And if they didn't are handling it well, you know, I think they're just waiting on the reaction of everyone else. And if, you know, I think if Russia just came in and took over in 48 hours or 72 or even less than a week, just took the whole country, then it's like, without any pushback from other governments or other countries, then it's like, okay, then maybe we can do this too.
Yeah.
So I think they're kind of sitting back and watching and just analyzing.
Right on. Yeah. The whole thing is crazy. It's just looking at all this. And it's like Twitter has just been the absolute best. This is like Twitter Prime over the past week. Like looking at everything over the past week. It's like, oh, there are so many dunks. It's like there are so many home runs. There's so many people hitting dingers this week.
Oh my God, me and my friend are sending each other so many funny shit. It's like, are you familiar with like Chief Keef and like Love Sosa? Remember that song?
No, I gotta get this fella.
Yeah. But like, just so many things. It was like President Biden going up to the you know, his press stand, and then the NFL draft thing would go off. It was like, ding, ding,
ding, ding. Yes, I did see that. Yes, I did.
It was like with the first pick of the World War III draft, and it was like the United States select Chief Keef, and like just so many memes. And then even Chief Keef, like a few days ago, posted a picture, and he was like, oh, I'm welcoming myself to Ukraine. It's just people run with it. People make the funniest shit, and it's just, I don't know. It's just Twitter, man. It's the internet. People, some get it, like me and you get it, but like some people are like, what? Like,
I'm offended.
Yeah. Like,
it's like, dude, take a step back and like just fuck your own face for a second.
Yeah, literally. But that, yeah, that video of him going up to the thing and you just hear the NFL draft go off, that shit is fucking priceless. People are so quick. So quick.
Well, good, man. I don't have anything else to add or subtract. If you've got anything else that you'd like to touch on, I think that'll do it for this one. Mm-hmm. Anything else you would like to do?
No, man. I think we hit all the subjects. Tinder Swindler, a little bit of UFC, sports, a couple upsets in college basketball, 1-6 lost, and number 9, I think.
Yeah.
And just heading into March. Shit going crazy.
That's just it, and like we'll pick up college basketball as it gets into March with March Madness.
Oh yeah,
but dude, enjoyed it again, and we'll edit out all the debacles.
All right, appreciate it.
You know, or like I left one maybe is when Jared gets back. It's like, and I know his mic works. It's like I'm just gonna do this.
Oh my god, I would have went crazy. Yeah, just going crazy.
Yeah. So, anyway, man, good hanging out with you again. Give Sid a hard time for me. take care, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm down to do this whenever, man. Just let me know.
Yeah, it's looking like a Sunday evening affair. If that's good with you, it's good with me. I've enjoyed it.
It's fine.
Hey, there's a good boy.
Another boy. Good boy. That's Mookie.
Yeah. Oh, I know him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he certainly is a good boy. All right, dude. Well, we'll sign out. I'm going to end it. Bye. All that.
Well, I kinda sorta wish that I could keep clean, and the kinda sorta way that I used to be. It's a childlike belief in time's been the faith all along. And that's the view from this high horse I'm on. Dream, it seems, of just passing the time. Too much nicotine, caffeine, and wine. With my milk mustache shaved, things I once craved make me own. And that's the view from this high horse I'm on. two, a three, a four. I kinda sorta wish that I could keep clean. And the kinda sorta way that I used to be. Just a childlike belief in time's been the faith all along. That's the view from this high horse I'm on. The view from this high horse I'm on.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.